Chapter 1. May we bid farewell to this troublesome physical world. 1. Spring. The season when the snow melts and all the adventurers who have shut themselves indoors come out again. Monsters roam free once more. It's a season of flourishing. And...
No way! It's still cold outside! What's wrong with you? Are you both stupid? There's still snow on the ground. Why are you in such a hurry to go outside? Are you children? Are you little kids who want to go play in the snow? If you're that eager, then you two go have at it.
It's the season when the warmth makes everyone a little, well, balmy. Yes, it was spring, but there was still snow around town. Aqua clung desperately to the couch as darkness and Megumin struggled to peel her off of it. As monsters were emerging from hibernation, they felt it was time to go on a quest. Aqua had vehement objections, based largely on the temperature.
Who is being the child here? I believe it's you, Aqua. Come on, we're going. You spent all winter lazing about. It's time to start moving again, or else...
Frogs and all kinds of other monsters are starting to show up outside town. Word is, they're damaging the farms. It's our duty as adventurers to protect the people. Hey, Aqua, let go already, or else...
Megumin and Darkness kept glancing at me as they talked.
You'll end up like that.
They finished together. Aqua fearfully turned to look at me.
I guess I don't want that. But why not do something about that worthless lump before worrying about me?
Despite her conflicted expression, her words were blunt and rude. Hey, you three, I'm pretty good-natured, but I only put up with so much. Where do you get off calling a guy like that and worthless lump and whatever?
If you don't like it, start by coming out of there.
Aqua shot back, still clinging to the sofa. I had no intention of doing something so stupid, not when it was this freaking cold, so I just burrowed down further. Under the blanket of Japan's ultimate anti-chill weapon, the heated kotatsu table. We'd gotten back to town after defeating Veneer, general of the Demon King's army. There we found the demon perfectly alive and working in Wiz's shop. He'd made a grim prediction for Darkness and talked to me about the best ways to make some money. Specifically, the plan involved large-scale sales of items from my original world. I would develop the goods, and he would handle mass production and distribution. I've been considering the venture myself for a while, and it seemed like easy cash. So, at Veneer's suggestion, I was going to spend the idle winter days coming up with products, but...
Kazuma, enough is enough. Get out of there already. You are setting a bad example for Aqua. We know how smart you are, and we acknowledge the superiority of the heating devices of your land. But the snow will be melting outside soon. Is it not time to resume our activities?
I had become a complete kotatsu potato. Megumin was bending toward me with a gentle smile and a tone that suggested she was talking to a selfish child.
She's right, Kazuma. I agree we were greatly indebted to your kotatsu over the winter. But surely things are better now. Come on, work with me again. Like you did in that dungeon. Let's...
Darkness was wearing the same expression as Megumin. Slowly, they reached out for the blanket, keeping in the warmth under my kotatsu. I targeted the defenseless nape of Darkness's neck and intoned, "Freeze!"
Ew!
She yelped at the unexpected blast of ice running down her back. Maybe ice magic really was stronger this time of the year, because Darkness collapsed onto the blanket, rubbing her neck and shivering.
He's fighting back! Kazuma, that's enough already! I know we're not in debt anymore, but lazy is lazy! Come on, we're going! Hey, what are you doing with that hand? No more resisting. Just come with us!
As Megumin reached out to drag me from the kotatsu, I simply grabbed her hand and applied Drain Touch. She screamed and batted at my hand as I absorbed her HP and MP. In her haste to scramble away, Megumin ended up doing a backward somersault on the carpet. So there was Darkness still holding her neck and shivering, and Megumin pressing her hands to her head where she must have bumped it during her tumble. I said to them sotto voce, "Don't underestimate me. I know what you take me for, but I've contended with infamous bounties and Demon King's generals and come out on top. You think I can't handle a lackadaisical crusader and a quasi..."